Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Throughout this Lenten season, we've been looking at the Proverbs 6 text, where it says there are six things that God hates, seven that the Lord finds detestable. Tonight we come to the seventh, a man who stirs up dissension among brothers. I think if we were to scan the scriptures for a person who fit today's text from Proverbs, specifically that man who stirs up dissension among brothers, we wouldn't have to look any further than the man who was at the heart and center of this night's dissension on that first Maundy Thursday so many years ago. I'm speaking, of course, about that man, that disciple, that supposed friend of Jesus, the man that we know as Judas Iscariot. And while we don't know a lot about him, we do know that he cared more about money than he did about people. He was happy to stir up dissension if it might mean more money for himself. And so he objected to what he viewed as a tremendous waste of money as Mary poured out her expensive perfume upon Jesus' feet. So too, he had no problem selling out Jesus, knowing full well of the dissension this was no doubt going to cause among his brothers, his disciples, as Jesus was arrested by the temple guard. A man who stirs up dissension among brothers is a man who cares more about himself than he does about others. And if getting what he wants causes trouble for others, well, then so be it. He sees people as only a means to get to his desired end. They are mere tools to be used and then discarded. And while Judas had a moment of conscience, a moment of regret following his betrayal, it would be wrong of us to let that moment become our perception of his character. The Gospels are clear that Judas was a traitor. He was a thief. Jesus, even on one occasion, calls him a devil. Judas freely and of his own will betrayed Jesus and caused dissension among his closest companions in exchange for a mere 30 pieces of silver. What's your price? What would it take for you to sell out your Savior and to cause dissension among your brothers and sisters in Christ? Now, I know that most of us would prefer not to see ourselves connected with Judas in any way, shape, or form, nor to be those that this text in Proverbs is talking about. But the truth be told, we are those people, and we each have our price. Some folks are willing to cause dissension among the members of their family at the reading of a will. Others are willing to cause dissension in their Christian family over the color of a carpet or the moving of an altar or the placing of a screen. Still others cause dissension among their friends. They don't feel that their child is getting the appropriate amount of playing time on the ball team. We're quick to sit in judgment on Judas for stirring up dissension over a bottle of perfume and 30 pieces of silver. But the reality is that many of us are willing to stir up dissension and have over a whole lot less. And thus, when we read our text today about the type of man that God hates, we had better not only think of people like Judas, with the character of Judas, we had better look in the mirror and see ourselves also. In his great Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the sons of God." Unlike the man who stirs up dissension among brothers, a peacemaker brings peace and harmony and resolution and reconciliation among brothers. His concern is with concord and with fellowship. He's not focused upon his own likes and what's best for him, but he's concerned about what serves the community, what serves others. As such, he is a reflection of God himself, and thus he will be called a son of God. Such a man was the firstborn Son of God, Jesus. He was hailed as the heaven-born Prince of Peace. And though he didn't come to bring a worldly peace among people, he did come to make peace between God and man, to reconcile mankind to God, to bridge the gap that sin had caused. And Jesus did all of that through his suffering on the cross. Through his rest in the tomb. And through his glorious resurrection from the dead. His sacrifice brought our forgiveness. And our forgiveness has now reunited us with God. The dissension that sin had caused between us and God was removed when Jesus died on that cross. Because when Jesus cried out, "It is finished," it truly was. The chasm had been bridged. The dissension had been dissolved. And our sins had been forgiven. The Bible is very clear on this point. God hates a man who stirs up dissension among brothers. But he doesn't hate you, and he doesn't hate me, even when we are that man. For you see, because of Christ Jesus and because of his sacrifice, our sins have been forgiven forever. God, for Christ's sake, no longer sees us as that man. He only sees us as those whom he loves. May we live in and reflect that love each and every day of our lives as we seek to be those people who make peace and never dissension for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.